Your Bible prophesies of a strong man soon to take charge of Europe. The news media does not warn about this dangerous leader. Learn how he will rise to power seemingly overnight and shock the world. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. This is hard to believe, but history proves that Germany is preparing for World War III, and also they are going to have a, history shows that they're going to have a strong man come on the scene to lead Germany and that Holy Roman Empire, and this man will be, well, a Vladimir Putin type, but much more sophisticated and faster in his military warfare into a kind of a blitzkrieg type warfare. Germany is waiting for this strong man, and so in many ways is Europe. And there is going to be a Holy Roman Empire there that's going to shock this world. Bible prophecy also tells us that Germany will start a nuclear World War III. And that Bible prophecy tells you also that there's going to be a strong man. There's even a scripture specifically aimed at that strong man. Many of them, really, but one very directly. And he's going to be that Vladimir-type ruler, but he's going to be more devious and destructive than Vladimir Putin even. When you think about Germany and their starting of World War I and World War II, it shouldn't be too hard to understand that they could also start World War III. That is what is going to happen. 10 kings are going to come on the scene in Europe. The European Union is going to be pared down from about 27 nations to 10 kings. And it's going to be called the Holy Roman Empire. The seventh and last head of the Holy Roman Empire. And the good and the wonderful news is, well, your Bible also proves that it's going to fight Jesus Christ and it's going to be destroyed and it's going to be the last war ever on this earth. The last war ever, and you can find that in over 100 Bible prophecies. I'm going to read a quote to you here from Herbert W. Armstrong. Here's what he wrote December 27, 1981. Mr. Armstrong wrote, "What the world does not realize that undercover secret planning is proceeding furiously, uncovered by the news media, unknown by the public." See, why is it that this is all unknown? And why is this superpower going to burst on the world scene? And shock the world because they don't see what's happening in Germany and in Europe. They don't understand that, and there's a reason why. And I'll show you that today, but Mr. Armstrong goes on to say, "But suddenly, unexpectedly, as biblical prophecy reveals, the whole world will be startled and shocked into wonder to learn that a new third super world power has suddenly burst forth onto the world scene. A resurrection of the medieval Holy Roman Empire by a union of 10 nations in Europe, very possibly 5 in Western Europe and 5 broken loose from the communist orbit in Eastern Europe." So how could he know that? How could Herbert W. Armstrong know about almost 40 years ago that this power would come on the scene and it would be undercover until the last minute, we'll say. Undercover, and there'd be all the secret planning going on. And yet, the news media won't uncover it. But there is a work on this earth that will uncover it and will make it known. God prophesied that as well. That this unknown power is going to be revealed just before it does rise to that great power. You can look at Revelation 13 and 17 where it's all coupled with Daniel 2 and verse 7. And it talks about this these 10 nations of the Holy Roman Empire. And I'll just read this to you before I get to give you the verse. Herbert Armstrong also wrote, "The uprising against Soviet domination in Poland can easily lead to Poland and such Eastern European nations as Romania, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, and even Greece joining in a union." Now that's already happened. They all are a part of that union. And we'll see how many of them are a part of the 10 nations that are soon going to be on the world scene. But look, when Mr. Armstrong talked about all these things, how could he know that? And it talks about Yugoslavia there. And Yugoslavia, just a few years ago, was actually forced into the Union. And now they're domineered by Germany, the Yugoslav Republic. In fact, they've even discarded the name Yugoslavia as far as the Republic is concerned. Here, you have to realize, here is another war I'm going to show you that was started by Germany. That's something that we need to take note of. Did you know that there's no other nation on this earth that's ever started more wars than Germany? No other nation ever has. Let's look at verse 7 now. "And the angel said unto me, Wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery." This is a mystery to the world about what Germany is doing. "The mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns." In other words, there's going to be 7 heads to this Holy Roman Empire, and 6 of them have come and gone, and the 7th one is ready to burst on the scene in 2018 or no later than 2019, I'm sure. You need to watch Germany, because those 10 kings are going to come on the scene and going to empower Germany in a way that it's hard to imagine. And we must remember that they have some of our nuclear bombs that we've spread around over Europe. They are a powerful nation, much more powerful than most people realize. Verse 8 of Revelation 17 reads, "The beast that you saw was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit." What is that bottomless pit? "And go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." So that bottomless pit or abyss, it could read, but it means the underground. That's what Germany and this European power, Holy Roman Empire, is doing right now. They are underground, and they have been for many years. And all of this has been prepared. All of the power that they have now was prepared, even started before World War II ended, if you can believe that. And I'll prove it to you today and give you even more proof that you can study. Notice this shocking, mind-shattering document that I want to read to you here. And I'll just read to you what we wrote in our book on Germany Conquers the Balkans. In 1996, a shocking World War II intelligence document was made public. The document detailing an August 1944 meeting between top German industrialists reveals a secret post-war plan to restore the Nazis to power. Several of Germany's elite industries were represented, including Messerschmitt and Volkswagen Works. These companies, the document asserts, were to prepare themselves to finance a Nazi party which would be forced to go underground. It would be forced to go underground because a lot of people after World War II were searching for Nazis. The article continues here, "When the U.S. declassified this document, it received only sparse news coverage. Yet even more disturbing than the deep stupor of the press is the fact that the U.S. government did not make it public until 1996, over 50 years later." Now that's what Revelation 17 and verse 8 is talking about. And we have a copy of that document in our book, Germany Conquers the Balkans, and we'll offer that to you at the end of this program. But why was this document classified for 50 years? It's as if the U.S. And Britain, the British peoples of the world, and others were, well, somehow afraid to tell you what might be going on underground with Germany and their plans for the future. Now, this is just mind-staggering truth when you think about it. It's right there in our history books, and yet people just are very drowsy in the media and other places about what is really going on. This is a powerful underground work that is going on in Europe, and it's going to absolutely just about paralyze the rest of the world when they see what has really happened. Now, you will see that very soon. So I think that our government was, it's just amazing that they believed that they must not let the people know about this, not even the media, for 50 years. That is one of the most shocking cover-ups ever in the history of America, especially in America, because we were the leading nation. So I'll just give you a few little excerpts from this document, but they plan to do their underground activity in neutral countries. Now the Nazi Party stands behind the industrialists and urges them to save themselves by getting funds outside Germany, and at the same time to advance the party's plans for its post-war operation. What is that? Well, it's underground. This is the abyss that the Bible talks about. But it's an underground work, and the world is almost totally unaware of it. But God said He would reveal it in this end time. And He's doing just that. Another little short paragraph here. Also, there are a number of agencies in Switzerland which for a 5% commission buy property in Switzerland using a Swiss cloak. So they were in these neutral countries. And now they're using a cloak to cover what they're really doing. And this started before World War II ended. What a phenomenal cover-up. After the defeat of Germany and the Nazi Party recognizes that certain of its best-known leaders will be condemned as war criminals. However, in cooperation with the industrialists, it is arranging to place its conspicuous but most important members in positions with various German factories as technical experts or members of its research and designing offices. So, they went underground. And they've done all of this work, essentially, underground. And the world has not even really been aware of it. Now, you talk about a real cover-up, that's some cover-up. By 1944, the Germans knew they would lose World War II and were already planning for the next round. Quote, "The existing financial reserves in foreign countries," the document says, "must be placed at the disposal of the party so that a strong German empire can be created after the defeat." Well, there it is. Did it happen? Well, it's staring you right in the face. It certainly did. Mr. Armstrong went on to talk about how that they've gone underground, and he said that in May 9th, 1945. He said they've gone underground. You know how he knew? Because he understood Bible prophecy. That's what Bible prophecy tells us. And he said, we don't understand German thoroughness and how they just will not give up on a plan. No matter if they're defeated in two world wars, they're going to give it a third try, and they feel confident they'll succeed then. Now, for us to cover that up for 50 years is going to be surely one of the most terrible mistake that our intelligence has ever made in the United States, or Britain as well. The former Yugoslavia is a part of the Balkans or the Balkan Peninsula, and state by state, well, they began to break away from Yugoslavia because Germany wanted them to. Germany fought against us in two world wars. Yugoslavia, or the Serbs as they're called today, fought with America and Britain in both world wars, and now we helped Europe and even provided most of the power from the U.S. to destroy the Yugoslavian Republic. How do you explain that? Well, we're going to pay a dear price from that, but Germany wanted that, the Balkans, the Adriatic Sea, and it leads out into the Mediterranean, and they have much bigger plans, as you'll see as we go along here. So Germany started that war by recognizing Croatia and Slovenia. Well, the U.S. and all of Europe and all of the U.N. essentially were against what Germany was doing. And they stood up to the whole world, and finally the whole world caved in to Germany because they wanted the Balkans, and they started another war, a civil war, and they've ended up now controlling the Balkans, and the U.S. has nothing to do with it. And we provided most of the power to conquer the Balkans. We did it for Germany, because that's a part of their master plan. Let me give you another quote here. This is from Franjo Tudjman, and he has publicly and repeatedly said his country was right in supporting Hitler. Now, this was the leader of Croatia at the time, and he says, we supported Hitler, and we were right in doing that. And this is the main nation that Germany recognized first of all and wanted to break away from the Yugoslav Republic, and the whole world was watching that happen and let it happen. And Germany, after doing what they did in World War II and leading into a war that killed 60 million people, they now let them get control of this Nazi puppet nation, Croatia, in the Balkans. And Germany actually stood up to the world and then got the U.S. to even provide most of the power through NATO to win that war for them. You'd better be watching what's happening in Germany, I'm telling you. This world had better take note. They have a terrible history in the past, and when you get this booklet, you'll be just dumbfounded at what is going on. Well, anyhow, we began to make movements to get rid of Mrs. Thatcher because Mrs. Thatcher knew that this was what was happening in Europe was wrong. She said, well, we planned from the beginning for all these other nations to keep Germany under control militarily. And instead, now we have all these nations anchored to Germany. You think that's not frightening? Well, it is the most frightening geopolitical development in the world. And America just shifted their foreign policy to go along where they were supposed to help control Germany, because they promised after World War II that they wouldn't let Germany build up their armaments again, ever. And already now, Germany's selling more armaments than most other nations on this earth. What happened? What happened when we actually betrayed our Serbian allies or our Yugoslav allies? What is that all about? Well, if you look at Revelation 17 and verse 17, you'll see that even God has put it in their minds to do these things. Why would God do that? Well, he's concerned about sins in this world. But I'll tell you this, Yugoslavia was never a threat to Europe or America, but let me tell you, Germany has been and is even today. And if you understand Bible prophecy, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The New York Times wrote quite a lot about this at the time. It was all happening. And they talked about how disturbing this was, but what was happening in Europe. Germany has stirred troubling historical associations. They saw that. Troubling historical associations. Yeah, like they thought Croatia was a puppet of the Nazi regime in World War II. And they supported Hitler. And their leader at the time this was all happening said, yeah, we followed Hitler and we were right in doing so. And he's very much anti-Semitic and thinks it's all okay to exterminate many large numbers of people. Well, I don't have time to go through too much of this, but I hope you'll write for this booklet, because it is one of the most powerful little booklets that we have ever written. And after this war was all over, the Croatian people were going around and singing a hymn, Danke Deutschland, or Thank You Germany, not thanking NATO or not thanking America, no mention of that, Thank You Germany. Well, well, no thanks to us. What a waste. And when will we ever learn to realize, as the prophecy says, to beware of our lovers? Oh, how they can turn against us, and we'll do so quickly. And they'll even tell you now, the European Union, that once President Prodi said that in the long run, the Balkans belong strictly to the EU. Now, of course, Britain's out, and it really belongs strictly to Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, those 10 kings that will gain control. They're branching out into Malta in the Mediterranean, and they will tell you that this gives them a springboard into Africa and the Middle East. They're talking about ruling the world. They've always had that as their goal. Well, China and Russia do too, and Iran, but they're going to knock Iran out of the picture, but they're not going to be successful against Russia and China. But what ambition these people have. Germany is actually working with Saudi Arabia now and giving them just tremendous armament imports into their country. But they're preparing them to produce their own armaments and become an exporting nation with their armaments, as Germany is. How about that for ambition? You think Saudi Arabia is really our friend? Who are they close to? They think the German people are just the greatest nation on this earth. And now they're working closely with them. And they want to become like the Germans. So anyhow, there's just so much here that we need to understand. In 1945, here's what Churchill and Roosevelt said, quote, "It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism." And they have totally failed. Our nations have totally failed to do that. Well, you can go on. And later, I would recommend that you read Daniel 8, verse 23, where this strong man's going to come on the scene according to Bible prophecy. And then verses 24 and 25, you can see that he and Russia and China actually fight against Jesus Christ when he returns. These very men who are leading these nations today are going to fight Jesus Christ, and he's going to wipe them off the map virtually. He's going to destroy them. And that's the good news. And then we will no longer have any of these evil men ruling over men, other men. Jesus Christ will do that himself. And what a blessing that's going to be. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
Your Bible prophesies of a strong man soon to take charge of Europe. The news media does not warn about this dangerous leader. Learn how he will rise to power seemingly overnight and shock the world. No nation on earth has ever started more wars than Germany. Recently, this nation has become more subtle in its war making. Request Gerald Flurry's free booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, to learn how Germany exerted strategic pressure to cause Yugoslavia to erupt in violent warfare. Against the wishes of the entire world, Croatia and Slovenia declared independence from Yugoslavia. But Germany recognized their independence and forced the U.S. to cave to the German will. By giving in, America supported its World War II enemies instead of its allies. The Serbs assisted America and Britain in both world wars, yet America betrayed them. Read Germany's Conquest of the Balkans to understand how German manipulation of this volatile region is part of a much larger plan. Since losing World War II, the Nazis have gone underground. Recently declassified intelligence documents expose their plan to rise again and to win World War III. Yugoslavia became the first victim of this war. Today, the German-led European Union has a stranglehold on the former Yugoslav states. The most shameful part of Germany's dominance today is that America and Britain allowed it to happen. After World War II, America and Britain pledged to prevent Germany from ever rising to power again. How quickly people forget history. You need to know where this dangerous ignorance is leading. Modern-day Germany draws inspiration from an ancient religious empire. Request our free booklet, Germany in Prophecy, to trace back to Germany's earliest roots. Learn the remarkable accuracy of your Bible's prophecies about the Holy Roman Empire. Throughout history, this empire has experienced six terrifying, violent periods of dominance. You can prove that it will rise one final time to start World War III. But this story ends with the best outcome imaginable, the return of Jesus Christ. You will also receive a free reprint article about Germany's whirlwind strategy. Your Bible describes the German-led European superpower as a whirlwind that will demolish Iran with shocking speed. But the word whirlwind is more than just a metaphor. It is an indication of a tangible, practical strategy. See how Germany has Iran surrounded. Learn how Germany is already planning Iran's destruction. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, Germany in Prophecy, and our article about Germany's whirlwind strategy. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, Germany in Prophecy, and our article about Germany's whirlwind strategy. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.